It's like a takeoff on one of on the Hindu scriptures called the Bhagavad Gita, which means Song of the Lord. And it's the story, it's the ancient story of Arjuna, the great warrior, on the battlefield, getting ready to do battle, and he's lined up there to face another battle, and all of these people are going to be killed. And he begins to talk to Krishna, who is God in the Hindu faith. And Krishna appears to Arjuna in the form of his charioteer, and he hands him these 18 chapters in this dialogue that you could read in an afternoon but study for a lifetime. Gandhi said that whenever I find myself struggling with anything in my life, I go to the Gita, and I read the Gita, and the Gita always provides me with the answer. I was handed the Gita, the Bhagavad Gita, when I graduated from high school by a relative. I carried it with me for 10, 12 years. Wherever I would move, I would carry it with me. Finally, about 1984, after it moved many times, and I'd pick this thing up, I'd say, Bhagavad, Shmaga, what is this? I don't even know how to say it. Finally, one day in the 1980s, I decided to take it with me when we left for the summer, and I read it in several days. And my response was, it's about time they wrote something like this, even though it's thousands of years old. You see, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And I wasn't ready until then. When I was ready, it was very powerful for me. So the legend of Bagger Vance is this caddy. And Bobby Jones is asking the question, how do I master the perfect swing? And he couldn't figure out a way to get the he wanted to just once in his life have the perfect swing that he knew that he was in harmony with. And he has it explained to him like this. He says there's really four pathways. I call them pathways, but there's four things that you have to go to reach this level of mastery. And this isn't about the perfect swing, folks. This is about virtually everything in your life. The first pathway is called discipline. Discipline. So this is when you use the body, when you train the body to do what you want it to do. If you want to get good at something, you have to practice. It doesn't matter what it is that you do. Everybody who's really a master, who's really good at things, goes to practice. Whether it's playing basketball or playing bridge or anything that you do, you practice. The second pathway is called the pathway of wisdom. And this is when you begin to apply the what you have disciplined yourself to, you begin to apply the thoughts to the discipline. So that if you're going to go out, say, to learn how to play tennis, which is something that I do, you want to learn how to hit a backhand. You first go out and you just learn how to hit a backhand, and you hit thousands of backhands. Then you begin to realize, in order to play tennis, there are a lot of things that I have to apply, so you begin to practice. And you practice the swing, and you practice how you hold your racket, and you practice overheads, and you practice drop shots, and you practice serving, and you learn all of the rules of the game and how to get your opponent out of position and so on. You apply the intellect. And this is what we mean by education. When we send our children to school, what we are really saying to them is, get some discipline and use your head. And use your head. And so we want them to be disciplined. We want them to use their head, get their grades, and get through. And this is basically what we mean by education. By formal education, it is someone who is disciplined and has used their head. But it has very little to do with mastery. Mastery is that highest level. It's that place that you get to, and you absolutely have a knowing that you are at one with your own purpose in life. So the third pathway is a pathway that's called unconditional love. And he was talking to this golfer about unconditional love, that